Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, you've got digital advertising efforts continuing into the new year, but you're adding an extra element to your plans. Tell me about that.
Yes, as we kick off fiscal year 2021, we are staying on course with many of our programs, such as digital advertising efforts. However, we'll be adding a new tool to our toolbox, and that is native advertising, which will begin in January. Native advertising serves up beef stories to consumers as news stories, and we believe it'll be a great opportunity to share more complicated topics such as beef sustainability and nutrition to interested consumers. We are also moving forward with a new project to create robust, science-based high school lesson plans around beef and the environment in partnership with the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture.
Thanks, Heather. Cattle producers, if you'd like to learn more about how your beef checkoff is working hard for you, go to Cattleman's Corner at oklabeef.org.
Well, today's market here had another eventful day following a USDA report, which gave us the latest grain information, which we'll talk about in just a minute. But that impacted what the cattle futures did and how we finished. The live cattle futures were down 92 cents in February at 112.70, April down 70 at 117.85, the June's down 2 cents, 115.12, about in August and October, we were nearly near a dollar higher. So really some strength out there, and I think that August live cattle market's just the realization that with high-priced corn, you're going to have high-priced cattle, and it looks like that's what's playing out in the markets. Feeder cattle, on the other hand, reflect the same corn issue. Now, January feeders were down $2.77 at 113.07. March is 292 lower, it looks like 133.97. April 277 lower at 136.25. So a really weak market. If you go out into October, way out there in the future, October was down 90 at 147.95. So again, the grain report caused corn to move higher, and then that also impacted what we saw here in the live cattle. The hog market was up 2 in February at 68.57. April up 57 at 73.57. And we have a big sell here, a superior sell today in Oklahoma City. It looks like that thing's actually doing really well despite the corn move.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Go to OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Today's grain market was impacted by a very large USDA report, which had a few surprises and tightening of the stocks and production. But we finished the day in Kansas City wheat up 28.5 cents in March Kansas City, which put it at 622.5. May was 27.75 higher, 626. In July, the crop we're growing right now is at 628, up 26.25 cents today. So really good day for the Kansas City wheat prices. Chicago wheat was up anywhere from 20 to 30 cents. So same action there. July Chicago wheat was up 22.25 at 649.5. And then corn, the first three limits, March, May, and July, were up 25 cents, which is a limit move for the day. And we're there for I guess, half the last half of today's session following that report. And then soybeans were 41 to 47.5 higher. March beans up 45.75 at 14.23. So the grain market's just rocking right along. And to give a brief rundown here of this report here, it looks like the winter wheat, all winter wheat, with 32 million acres guessed, and it was only 30.4 according to the USDA. So tighter winter wheat planted acres, and then ending stocks for corn were 11.32 billion bushels. They're looking for 11.6. Soybeans 2.933, which is a little bit higher than the 2.9 estimated, and then wheat ending stocks were 1.674. The estimate was 1.695. So it looks like just a little bit tighter crops here.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.